Bring back Beverly High School football coach Andrew Morenci. Coach, we talked just before Thanksgiving. Tim Kearns is here, and you know Tim very well, of course. Welcome back to MSO in this strange, strange time.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Tim. It's good to hear from you again. You know, it's nice to be back, and I'm excited to talk football.
Coach, there's somebody...
You know, Rick's going to cut me off the pass. I was going to give you a ring probably tomorrow, Wednesday, to set up our first edition of Panther Preview.
Looking forward to it. That sounds great. Yeah.
And, you know, guys, I was going to try to start this conversation off, Coach, by pretending that it was the beginning of a normal football season, but I just can't. I can't do it. So, I just can't.
I tell you, when you're on the field, it feels normal again.
Good. You know, well, that's what I want to ask you. Tell me about that, because you guys have been out there a week now or so. What's it like?
Well, you know, as far as the preparation prior to the practice and after, it is definitely different. There's no doubt about it. You know, the way you arrive, the way you leave, without locker rooms, and you know, we're still using the Zoom presence more than ever, and Google Meet, and so all those virtual things still exist. But you know, when you get on the field and you start playing, it all comes back pretty quick. And you know, certainly you're always spraying, you're always cautious, you're 6 feet in masks, but it is just really great to get back in the swing of it again. It feels awesome.
Coach, you don't have the guy running around out there every time there's a display at the end of the play, he sprays everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, here's the flag, 10 yards, no spray.
Yeah, right. I know. Should be fun. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, but tell me about that, Andrew, the getting the guys back out there. We just finished up talking with the basketball and hockey coaches, and to a person, they said that the great thing was just being out there, and this is such a historic time. There is that feeling, isn't there, Andrew, about how special this is to be able to play and to be able to be safe, because this was close to being a major disaster.
Well, that's a great point, because I think now that, you know, it's actually happening, I kind of see it in the same perspective where now that we're close to getting to the season, and it looks like it's all gonna, you know, it's all falling into place, it inevitably is kind of opening up an opportunity for a special year, a special, maybe an opportunity to be, you know, that remembered for something beyond maybe the regular schedule, you know, the regular year. Now all of a sudden you have a unique situation where if you're successful, it adds a little bit to that. So it definitely is looking like it's going to present a great opportunity for the kids who have been waiting really hard, you know, waiting a long time to get back. So I'm happy for them for that opportunity, how it's working out.
Tim?
Coach, how many weeks is this going to go? How many games are you going to play?
So we have a 7-game schedule, and the way they did it is great. You know, it's all traditional NEC teams. You know, with the JVs and the freshmen, we're all lined up. You know, we have a scrimmage this Saturday versus Harrell. So, you know, things are in motion. And like I was saying, it really feels, you know, like it, all the guys, I'm lucky this year we have a veteran team. So the guys, the seniors are just, they're over the moon, you know, they're just so happy. So.
Do the kids realize that they're a diagnosis of someone with COVID away from having the season canceled, like that they saw with Georgetown?
Oh yeah, you know, I think that there are so many, you know, like, you know, there are, you know, like I was saying, how you arrive and how you leave, and when you're waiting and the 6 feet and the mask, and you know, we're not going to be able to dress everybody, and you know, it's certainly swirling around, and so, you know, there's no guarantees at all for sure. But you know, it's funny, just being out there getting closer and closer, kids are realizing what's at stake a little bit, you know, maybe it's helping them focus a little bit more when they're not on the practice field. It's because more reality. So I definitely don't think they're losing the eyes on the prize here, and they're being, I'd like to believe they're being cautious. We certainly are at practice, you know, so, we're hoping that's going to be enough.
Andrew, every kid on your team knows someone who played sports from September on. So every if they didn't themselves, so
right.
they know how to comport themselves. They know what they're supposed to do because all the coaches I've
right.
talked with, including Matt Karakoudis and others, have said that the kids know it and they're honoring and they're doing because they want to play and they want to be healthy. They want to keep it going. So you know it. To me, it's like they've got that experience, and now, in a way, you can actually concentrate on football.
Right. You know, that's right. I do think that the other sports going first and being successful was huge for us. Huge. I mean, I don't think we would have had our season unless that had happened. And especially in Beverly, it's gone pretty smoothly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everybody's working hard. But, you know, you're one away for sure, but I do definitely agree with that, like how the precedent has been set, mm-hmm. and the kids now, they, you know, they can do it too, sort of thing. So,
well, that's one of the things that Rick and I talked to with the coaches, and last week especially, we were talking to Matt, was we lauded the efforts on the part of the administrations, athletic directors, coaches, and the players for being so dutiful in doing the best that they could to maintain to the standards set by the MIAA in order to keep the seasons going.
Right. And I do think that, so just following programs around the country, I think the fall seasons, there were several states that had successful fall high school football seasons, and some of the things they learned, you know, following some of them on Twitter, and it was another thing that showed that it's possible. Like, I just remember reading an article how Wisconsin, their high school football, they had a great fall. You know, they had football in the fall. And what some of the things they did and blah, blah, blah. So, like, that's when it really, you know, kids are, you know, we would have our meetings and I would share with them. I'm like, see, listen, there are places right now playing football, high school football. You know, and if you go by these things. And then we started around here with soccer and Witten. And then, so I think that it is gradually for the kids has become more and more real. I think that they had lost a little bit of hope for a while there. But they definitely, of course, everybody's just gung ho. So, but there's a lot to it. Like you said, this is a definitely a unique time for sure.
Coach, I want to talk about, the replacement aspect of the field coming up, but, you guys are going to be practicing and playing right there at the high school on the turf field.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So
it's good, you know, no herd. So
yeah. So what's that like over there? How's that? What's the difference? I mean, a football field is a football field, I suppose.
That's right. That's right. It's a little bittersweet, you know, because certainly for us being able to play on the field that you practice, and we love to, you know, high school kids love turf, you know, of course, and it's a nice place, you know, the whole thing with the Beverly High and its campus is pretty nice. You get the neighborhoods there, so. It's a nice spot, and like for me as a coach, practically, it's fantastic being able to play and coach on the same field. It's awesome. That's something that I haven't had yet. I haven't practiced I haven't had that through my career, so I think it's such an advantage. But on the other hand, it's herd, you know.
Right, right.
You know, it's herd
yep,
stadium,
yep.
And that offers a whole new perspective. I will say this, you know, I'm trying to look at, of course, we were disappointed, but I feel like sometimes going to Herd, it's such a entity in itself. It's such a big game place, and we never really practice on it. And so what would happen, I felt like sometimes it felt more like a neutral site as far as...
Interesting.
The kids were kind of like so psyched. Mm-hmm. Like it was like so big, and all of a sudden maybe we didn't play as tight or were we as comfortable like that home cooking you would like.
Wow.
So, I'm just kind of looking at it. Maybe there could be a silver lining because, you know, you always want to play at a place like Herd.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we feel very lucky that we have a turf field to even go to as a backup. So even having that is awesome.
That's good. You know? Tim?
Now, you're not making it easy for the media to cover the games since we have no elevated backup.
Oh, no.
I'm telling Rick, Tim, I'm talking to Francis who's going to be doing the Beverly cable game thing. And he was like, hey, can you get me a platform or something?
Well, you know what, Tim? I think that you're seeing it with practices along the street up above. You can look down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting to get crowds up there. So
cool.
I think that's where people start, you know, with the neighborhoods are right there, you know.
Yeah, people finally have a view.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, it should be interesting.
Coach, after a week or so of practice, you know, obviously we want to talk. Tim will talk with you about the kids and what you got coming back. But your opening game, man, that's going right into the fire over at Marblehead.
At Marblehead, you know, it's for us, it's, you know, lately it hasn't been a good place for us. We seem to play there a lot. I don't know how the schedule works, but we've been there often. But which is fine, you know, but. You know, but for the kids with the group that we have, they would have won in any other way. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know how these guys are, and they're just excited to get the, you know, one of the biggest games of the year, you know, game one. You know, mm-hmm. that's something that could be, you know, Marblehead, they're always prepared. Coach does a great job. We'll get our hands full. But like any competitive team that has seniors and everything else, the kids,
Absolutely.
The challenge.
Tim, final question.
What would be a better day to get a hold of you, Coach? Wednesday, Thursday.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Thursday's a good day. Got Thursday afternoon for sure. Yeah.
That'll work.
Coach, great talking with you again, man. It didn't look good back on Thanksgiving, but here we are, and you just reverse the weather pattern. You start cold, it'll get warm by the end. So looking forward to it, man. That sounds great, Coach.
Awesome, Rick. Tim, thank you very much.